But we do have item six, low threat and general discharge cases, and we'll move to that item right now. Mr. Briggs?
Yes, this is an informational item to let you know about three wineries that were enrolled in the general requirements, a ERG operating company with some petroleum impacted soils that is enrolled in the in that general program, authorized waste pile management facilities. And then the low threat NPDES permit for the Corps of Engineers operation, which has to do with the Cambria desal pilot project with some wells, pilot wells for testing for possible desal sources. And then general waiver of waste discharge requirements, again, for fiber optic cable system. The City of Morgan Hill for their work on a well that is in conjunction with the Olin project. And lastly, the Chevron service station with their new direction as far as remediation at that site. So those are information items, and we'll attempt to answer any questions that you might have about them.
Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. I just want to get clarification on the Cambria test wells. In the very last sentence, I think it's trying to say that the wells will be completely removed?
Yes.
Okay. So.
Typo.
Yeah, okay. So those won't become part of some future.
That's my understanding. Belly. You want to add something? The sentence says, at the conclusion of the pump test, the test wells and monitoring wells will be completed, removed.
Completely removed.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I just wanted to understand if any infrastructure going in was going to be part of any future facility or anything like that. Okay. Thank you.
Simply test wells.
Okay.
Any other board questions or comments on this agenda item? Okay.